పంచాశతరుభ్యశ్చ కృతాసింధు దైవ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహావదన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమస్పదాయ కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య like thousand and thousands of heartily dandavat pranamyam to the lotus feet of my guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhad Sri Srimad Bhakti Pratyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and same all thousands of dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Bhad Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, this Prabhu has remembered me one shloka. That Krishneti Jasya Grim Tan Manasatri Dichyasti Cheta Tanta Bhishya Bhajanta Bhishya Sursursaya Bhajana Vikramananya Manya నిందాది శ్రీచైతన్య మహాప్రభు శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం జైన అథాపితం జైన ఓ స్వయం రూప ఓ హీ టెలింగ్ హిజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫాలో హిజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ otherwise bhakti will be known. No, we cannot attend bhakti. So he said, Krishne tajasya giring tan manasa adriyeta. Who is chanting name? Even one name by his tongue. But it should be there that he should not be entangled with mayavad. Not mayavad. Or he should not be entangled in istri shanka. Istri shanka, you know? Okay. So asatsanga is not there. Asatsanga shunya. Where there is
no bad association.
Bad association of mayavad and asatsanga. And if he is chanting even one name, we should try to honor. Oh, with the mind, heart. But any devotee, even by taking diksha, he has taken diksha, but he is in asat sangha, is envious to any Vaishnava. Oh, we should reject them. But even not Diksha. Here, Rupa Shanti. Anyone in this world, but he should be pure by Asat Sangha. He should not have any Asat Sangha and Mayabad Vishnu. But even he chanting, remembering Krishna, one time more, that he should be respected. Who is devotee? Whose tendency is to serve Krishna. They are Vaishnava. So he has something. Tendency to serve Krishna, Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. So he should be honored. Whether he may be of Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, Madhva, anywhere in this world. Because it has been told that no diksha. So he is not sampradayic Vaishnava at that time. But even if he is chanting, oh, we should honor. And if you are not honoring, that he is not my God brother. He is not in my, he has initiated by my Gurudev. Or one of the my God brothers. We will only honor them and not others, then he is not even Vaishnava. His platform even is not Vaishnava platform. His out of attitude, Vaishnava attitude. We should respect them. But if Dikshastiketa, he has taken Diksha, initiation, and really he has some relation with Krishna, all truths, conclusion, all kinds of siddhanta, Krishna tattva, Vaishnava tattva, Bhakti tattva, Maya tattva, Jiva tattva, all he has gained. This is Divya Gyan. And also he has got a relation from his Gurudev, very thick relation, a special relation. Not only that he is the eternal servant of Krishna, only a special among five he has. He has realized this by his Gurudev. And all kinds of sin, bad activities, unwanted things, unearths, aparadha has been gone away. If this Vaishnava is like this, having Diksha, not only by your Gurudev, anywhere he has got Vaishnavi Diksha. Anywhere. Oh, we must honor. Because now he is a Vaishnava. And if you are not honoring them, proper giving respect according to their ability and stage of Vaishnava, then you are not Vaishnava. And if you are envious to them, then what will be? You are not giving proper respect even to your God brothers, even with those who are senior, who are surely a very sincere and senior devotee. Oh, we must respect. This is first thing. This is the platform of Vaishnava. So we must follow all these things. If you are not following, you are confined in a only box. What box? Oh, he is not my Gurudev, God brother. He is not initiated by one of our God brothers. We are not Vaishnava. Dikshasti Cheta. This is. Like, you should know that even a Mayavadi sannyasi or anyone comes to your house or temple or anything. And if he is hungry, the first should be doing. If he is coming, without invitation he is coming. What should we do? We should reject him, oh, go at once? Never, never, never. Once it became so, at the time of Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, any Mayavadi came in the temple at Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Mayapur, Gauriyama, and they were not proper giving respect that he is Atithi, not as a Mayavadi or Vaishnava, only as a guest. And he wanted to take some prasadam, but they refused to do. And Prabhupada became very angry and very bad. And he called them and he chastised. And he again went self, he, oh, you should come here and take prasadam. And by this sweet behavior, he, that Mayapati even fell flat on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And he had so much regard for him. So what to Vaishnava? If Vaishnava comes, no, I want to take water. Oh, there's water. That is there, you can do it. Oh, we have some restaurant. You can, please, you should go. What is it? Is it Vaishnava etiquette? No, that is not Vaishnava. I know Swamiji very well, more than anyone in this world. And I know him from when? 46 and when there was no birth of even ISKCON. No ISKCON, anything. I know from beginning. And I have thought so much. We have discussed so many things. like frail needles or each other cutting arguments. And cooking for him, giving my chadar for his bed. So much service I have done. I knew him. How he was polite. How was broad-minded. And that is where he came and he became successful. He took in his lap whole world. His heart was so generous and so proud. Otherwise, if he was of this, that, oh, my only guru brothers, oh, I can give respect, not to others. How he can? Then in a very couple of years, he preached over the whole world. So we must try to respect and to follow the teachings of Srila Rupa Goswami. And then third what? Oh, you know that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, in his main mutt, in Chandrasekhar Bhavan, Gaudiya mutt, Mayapur, in the temple, he has in the four corners, four acharyas, Madhva, Ramanuj, Vishnu, Swami, Nimbarka. Yes. Why? We should respect all Vaishnava. And if we can anywhere in Krishna mantra, anywhere, but in Krishna mantra and this Maha mantra, then what should we do? Oh, doing pranam and by heart. And moreover, if भजन विद्यमन निंदा सती संगल वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट एंड इफ एनी वन इज इनिशिएटेड हैविंग दीक्षा डूइंग भजन 24 आवर्स रिमेंबरिंग द स्वीट पाइस टन्स ऑफ 24 आवर्स डिवाइडेड इनटू 8 अष्टकालीय पूजा एंड सर्विंग राधा कृष्ण कंजुगल in the guidance of Gaur Nityananda. No criticism to anyone. He never criticizes anyone. If anyone may criticize him, but never he criticizes. And a speciality is there. Trinadapi sunuinchena sarorapi sahishununa manina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. And if he has practiced this for what? Mahaprabhu's teaching. Trinadapi sunish. Even blade of cross. He's more tolerant here than a tree. A tree has everything for others, not for him. His fruits, flowers, honey, leaves, branches, his wood, his shade, everything. Even a person or taking some stone and fruit. He is dying by water. No water. He is so much thirsty. But even he will not ask anyone that, oh, please, and then I will give you fruit. Even a tree cutter will come and he wants to cut. But for him, he will give his shade, his fruits, everything. So we must be tolerant than tree, even always giving proper respect. If you don't want to respect Vaishnava, not only Vaishnava, everywhere Krishna is there. In all atoms, in all animals, in all grasses, what should we do? Do pranam to all. Because my dear Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everywhere in the world. What to tell Vaishnava? So, min ba'di sunnah, if that don't criticize anyone, even who is able to be criticized, even they never criticize. So we should be trying to, and then what should we do? We should give our heart and soul in his lot of faith and always try to serve him by all senses, by all way, by all means to him. Then what will be? Then Krishna Bhakti will come. Krishna Bhakti is a personality, not only mood. Understand? Srimati Radhika is mood of Krishna. So she has said, she has qualities, she has everything so beautiful. So this bhakti is also, what is bhakti? Radhika, Radhini Shakti and Sambhit Shakti, essence of both. And where it is? In Radhika. So bhakti comes from Radhika. So you must, that bhakti will come if she will see that, oh, he is now qualified. He is proper respecting all Vaishnavas. Then bhakti will come. Otherwise, never bhakti will come. So we should try to follow. You see how he is
humble,
respecting me, though I have no quality to be respected by anyone. And he has so many qualities. He is Vaishnava, serving his Gurudev. But even he is. But I went to Los Angeles, I went to Honolulu, I went everywhere, but they closed their door. Who? My brothers. Who? My sons. They closed it. Oh, Narayan Maharaj. Narayan Maharaj cannot come to see our duties. And also, they told that, oh, making some resolution that any devotee should not go to see Narayan Maharaj or hear his classes. If he hears his classes, then he is no more Vaishnava. And so he should be rejected. All those who will go to Narayan Maharaj, or they cannot enter in our temple, because the temple belongs to them, not to their Gurudev. That is what they can control. We know that any temple, anyone, even Mayabadi, even Karmi, Jnani, all can go freely there to pay their respect. But a Vaishnava like me, the servant of Swamiji who has such Swamiji whole life and even serving, oh, he can be that. He is cannot enter.
You are not allowed to speak there, but Sinsar and Mayabadi are allowed.
No, I cannot. So, but I see their God brothers here, how generous. Oh, he invited me. Oh, to come. I am very happy to come and to see the deities where Radha, Govinda and Nityananda Prabhu, and so many, oh, Damodar Shila and other Shilas, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself worshipped. Damodar Shila. Here also Gomti Shila. And also the deity which Sarvam Bhattacharya. Oh, also here.
And Giriraj Maharaj.
Giriraj Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. All are here. So I am very happy to come, and even being not a Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, but he is honoring all which are connected to me. But I know that we are in one family. And what family? Gaur family. Gaur Parivar. And especially in Gaur Parivar, what means? Rupanuga Parivar. We should know also what is Rupanuga. Only Jai will not do Rupanuga Guru Bharati Jai. No, we should know what is Rupanuga. Jadurani is here.
Yes.
Oh, what is Rupanuga? in few words, you can understand them.
For understanding what Rupa Nuga Bhakti is, one needs to understand what Ragat Nuga Bhakti is, and before that, what Ragatmika Bhakti is. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sri Sanatana Goswami in Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ragatmika Bhakti is that love of the residents of Vrindavan, particularly in friendship, parental, and conjugal love, where there's so much absorption in...
Okay, that's what you do here. Then you can know that what is Rupa Nuga, and what is Radha Nuga, and what is nothing.
Just as one takes a white cloth and puts it in a red dye and then wrings it out, it's somewhat red. Repeatedly doing that, it attains the same color as the dye. That's complete saturation. So full absorption in the object of love, Krishna, with an unquenchable thirst to attain him, is Ragatmika Bhakti. Those devotees who are following in the footsteps of these associates of Krishna, particularly in Vatsalya, Sakya, and conjugal love, are called Radhanuga Bhaktas. And they follow in the footsteps of Ragatmika Bhaktas, who come here to this world and play the roles of Radhanuga Bhaktas. Just like Sri Rupa Manjari is Rupa Goswami. So he's in his Siddhasuriya, Rupa Manjari, but he plays the role of a Radhanuga Bhakta, because we cannot follow Rupa Manjari and put on the saris and pretend to do spontaneous love. So we follow him in his sarang bhajan. Then, among Radhanuga,
all are Rupa Nuga. Those are taken only Harina. And distributing books, making so many temples, so many cow sheds, reading Bhagavata, doing archan. All are Rupa Nuga. But this is quite wrong. Quite wrong. Even those who are following Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, even they are not Rupa Nuga. If they are doing samadam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakham, atmanivedanam, they can do 64 lengths of bhakti. They may do. They may be in Vrindavan, but it is not that they are all in Rupa Nuga. They are falling like Subal, Sridham, Madhubangal, all they are falling. Some has idea that even Subal Sakha, he is also Rupa Nuga. Because he enters sometimes in the Kunja or in serving something. Even Yashoda is not Rupa Nuga. Anyone falling, if Yashoda Devi, Nanda Baba, or Subal Sakha, Madhu Mangal Sakha, they are falling here, and they are Anup of them, followers, but even they are not Rupa Nuga. You know Lalita Sakhi? But why you do it so? The sakhas of Nityananda Prabhu, eight sakha, they are not Rupa Nuga. But if they are following the moves and the service what Rupa Manjari is doing himself, what Rupa Goswami is for meditating. What is meditating? I am Rupa Manjari. am finding I am giving all the six tambul, vitika and other things. I am managing to meet Radha and Krishna conjugal so many services. So this seva, if anyone is following his own constitutional form, Rupa Manjari following, then he is Rupa, otherwise not. He may follow Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Shubha Sakha, even all. Even he can follow Lalita, Vishakha, devotes. They are not Rupa. They are worshipable of Rupa Manjari. Because Rupa Manjari is in the gana of Lalita and always serving Lalita and Vishakha. But even anyone following them, they will not be Rupanuga. Only Rupa Manjari. Like Rati Manjari is Anuga of Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami. Even Sanatana Goswami, sometimes he becomes Rupanuga. He has prayed his elder brother and guru, Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami has prayed to Rupa. Oh Mahaprabhu, please give me the association of Rupa. And he has accepted like his Sikha Guru. No harm. And other hand, Rupa Goswami thinks that he is my Guru. And paying respect in the same way. Oh, we cannot understand all these things. Oh, very high. So, please try to know all the Vaishnavas who are in the line of Rupa Goswami, who are in the line of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who are in the line of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and those who are line of my Gurudev, and all God brothers there. And they are chanting, remembering in their lines. Even Swamiji line, so many are. In them, not all were falling down. So many sincere Vaishnavas. Even in Grihas they are. I know so many. Even they are sincere Vaishnavas. They are not falling down. But those who are not following the line of Swamiji, not respecting other Vaishnavas and not doing bhajan. Actually they were never advanced. They are even not falling down. Where they are, now they are. Never they respected any Vaishnava, never they followed the line of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Never. And even today. Where they are, if they are ISKCON, they were ISKCON, then 95% of the sannyasi, perhaps more than that, 99, all the sannyasi has left their Gurudev and they are making sense gratifications. If they were ISKCON, then where is now is that ISKCON? Really ISKCON, who has been established by Krishna himself. Brahma is first Guru, second is Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, and after that Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Mahaprabhu, all there is God. So we should follow. The realest one is this. Swami Jayashta, he has changed the name in English one. So we should know all these facts. And we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. Those who are helping in our Krishna consciousness, they are my Sikshaku. They are all Vaishnav. We should respect. But those who are not helping in development of our Krishna consciousness, oh, they are cheaters. They are dharmic kunda. So there are so many. So we should try to be very careful and come in the real ISKCON guidance. And we are all Krishna consciousness. So I am giving my respect and so many thanks to Surya Prabhu who invited us like our God brothers. And he gave me some time to speak on this. Gaur Pramadhi